إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، أما بعد. إخوتي وأخواتي في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله we continue the explanation of the book منهج السالكين by Sheikh Abdurrahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. Silam Kitab al-Jinayat. We start here, the Sheikh says, وَاِشْتَرَتِ وَيُّبِ الْقِصَاصِ قَوْلِ الْقَاتِلِ مُكَلَّفًا. It is a condition with respect to taking revenge, that is avenging the killing of a person or the wounding of a person. Qawlul qatil mukallafan. The murderer must be somebody who is religiously responsible. The meaning of this is that the murderer must not be somebody who is underage, that is, the one who has not reached the age of buluq. And it is said that a person has reached the age of buluq when the person is 15 years old, or the person has started growing the pubic hair, or the person I started seeing the seminal fluid. And if the person is a female, the person also menstruates. So these are the conditions for al-buluh, that is for somebody to be sage, to reach the age of puberty. So if you want to kill somebody, is an underage, such a person will not be killed in retaliation. Instead, there will be peace. Now he may be tortured in one way or the other, but the person will not be killed in retaliation. However, if the boy, that is the mother, or the girl has been sent by somebody to do that on his behalf, if that is confirmed, so the retaliation will be carried out on that person, because it is the one that has sent the person. So that person is just like an ala, that means a tool. So it's like he has used that boy or that girl as a tool to achieve that. So he is the real perpetrator, is the mother. وَالْمَقْتُولُ مَعْصُومًا. Likewise, the one who has been murdered must be somebody whose blood is sacred. وَمُكَاتِنْ لِلْجَانِ, must be somebody who is equal to the murderer or to the one who has committed that crime in Islam. ورق والحرية ورق والحرية likewise in terms of the slavery والحرية and freedom فلا يكثر المسلم بالكافر ولا الحر بالعج a Muslim will not be killed for killing a kafir nor a freeborn be killed for killing a slave. I think last week we talked about this aspect. Now, this does not mean that the one who is not a Muslim, Islam does not give him or her recognition. Islam recognizes him. Islam recognizes the one who is not a Muslim. But the only thing is that the blood is not sacred in this world as the blood of a Muslim is. Now, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qatala mu'ahidan lam yurish rahiyat al-jannah." Whoever kills a non-Muslim that has ahd, covenant with the Muslims, either with an individual in an Islamic state, or it is the authority that has had the covenant with him or her. If a Muslim goes ahead to kill such a person, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, such a Muslim will not have the fragments of Al-Jannah. For killing who? Killing a non-Muslim. That is not waging war against the Muslims. He is living in the territory of the Muslims with ahd, with covenant. Then somebody goes to kill such a person. The Muslim that does that will not have the fragrance of Al-Jannah. Only in this world, the person will not be killed in retaliation. How this is clear? Even if it is not up to murder. As you know, Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another hadith said, "Man zalama mu'ahidan aw intaqasahu aw kallafahu fawqa taqatihi aw akhadha shay'an minhu bighayri tibi nafs fa ana hadiduhu yawm al-qiyamah." Any person that wrongs a mu'ahid, a non-Muslim, who are the covenant of the Muslims, any person that wrongs him or her, or belittles him or her, maybe there is business transaction between a Muslim and a non-Muslim, then he wrongs the non-Muslim because they are in a Muslim country. Or belittles a non-Muslim because they are in a Muslim state. Or even tax the non-Muslim beyond what he can do. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fahana ajijuhu yawm al-qiyamah." I'm going to be his opponent on the day of Qiyamah. Only the person who has done that is a Muslim. So this is to tell us that when we say a Muslim is not going to be, it's not going to be killed for killing a non-Muslim, this does not mean that Islam does not recognize the non-Muslims. So you don't waste the blood of the non-Muslims just as you don't waste the blood of the Muslims. We said Abu Hanifa has a contrary view to this. He said that a non-Muslim will be killed, a Muslim will be killed for killing a Muslim. And the evidence is وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ. So they use this as evidence. Likewise, the hadith that we said is not authentic. لم يكن البلاغ الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا أحق من وفى بذمتي. That is, I'm the most deserving person to fulfill his agreement. So then you killed a Muslim who has killed a non-Muslim. But this hadith is not authentic. So Allahu A'lam, what the Jumhur of the scholars are upon is what is correct in this. So لا يقتل مسلم بكافر, as we have it in hadith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the Muslims that تَكَافَرُ دِمَاءُهُمْ, their blood is equal. Their blood is equal. Then in the same hadith he said what? لَا يُقْتَلْ مُسْلِمٌ بِكَافِرٌ. A Muslim is not killed for killing a kafir. What does he mean? He will not be tortured. That doesn't mean he will not be tortured or he will not be punished. And that doesn't mean he will go scot-free on the door of Qiyamah. So we should understand this. He said that Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala said, if he kills him ghilatan, that means by assassinating the person, then he will be killed. Maybe he tricks him to a place to get his money and he killed him, yeah. So this calls for retaliation according to Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala. That لا يقتل مسلم بكافر is not applicable yet. But the Jumhur of the scholars are still of the opinion that no, such a person may be tortured in a different way, and such a person won't go scot-free on the day of prayer. Then the Sheikh says, وَعَلَّا يَكُونَ وَالِدًا الْمَقْتُومِ. It should not be the father or the parent of the killed one. فَلَا يُكْتَرُ الْأَبَوَانِ بِالْوَلَجِ. The parents should not be killed for killing their child. This, you said, this is what the Jumhur of the scholars are upon, contrary to Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, who is of the opinion that if the father does that in such a way that he will not be excused, then he will receive retaliation. That his father would immediately put down a child and start plotting. So this is what the Sheikh said. He said in a situation like this, such a father will be killed in retaliation. The same thing goes for the mother. But the child, if the child kills his parents, they will be killed. If the child kills his parents deliberately, we are talking about deliberate killing now, murder. Or maybe injury, there will be retaliation. Why? The Jumhur of the scholar said, the reason is that it is difficult for a father or a mother to kill the child. Because he is the cause of his coming to life. So being the cause of his leaving the world again, so this is something that is difficult. Unless if the father is somebody that is heartless, or the mother is somebody that is heartless, that is ready to do and undo. So they say this is the reason. Unlike the son may kill the father or kill the mother because of the inheritance. So the son cannot be as merciful as the father. The father or the parents are always more merciful than their children. The children do not mind to harm the parents. But the parents, they can spend their last coin in order to feed, protect their children. This is not common with the children. So if a child kills the father or kills the mother, such a child will be killed in retaliation. But as I said, that Imam Malik said that, and some scholars like Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen and some others, he said, Hadith that says, لا يقتلوا والد بولد, it's not authentic. So for them, if the father kills the child, the father will be killed in retaliation. Oh Allah, the view of the majority is not that. ولا بد لاتفاق الأولياء المكلفين. Likewise, for the king, the retaliation for it to take place, the relatives of the child, sorry, of the mother, must also avoid consensus on that. Take for instance somebody's mother, and the person has four or five relatives. Four of them said they want retaliation. One said, I want blood money. With the presence of this one, they cannot go ahead with the retaliation. So they will have to settle for blood money. What if they go out to kill the person before the woman knows that the fifth one, so to say, is going to settle for blood money? Some scholars say they will be killed back. Why? Because they resented the fifth person, who is also a relative that is qualified to be here. Some scholars say, no, they won't be killed back, because ordinarily the person that is the murderer is not Ma'asumita. It's not somebody whose blood is sacred, because you have killed somebody. The ruling is that he ought to be killed unless he divulges pardon. So if somebody kills a person that is one of the relatives that is qualified, kills the person before the other ones say their own position, he won't be killed back, because that person is not ma'asum, ma'asum of them. However, as we said last week, if it has been known that one of them said, no, I'm not avenging, I want money, then the remaining four, for instance, go out to kill, then in that case they will be killed back. Because that is al-israf al-qatl. You are not the only one that is entitled to that person. One of those that are entitled says he wants money. Now at times, the one who says he wants money may not be bleached. At times, maybe there are some responsibilities, there are some duties that that man has to do. So if they keep a person in retaliation, he will be carrying on the responsibility of the mother. So if they get the blood money, they will be able to watch, do some things. Maybe the mother still have some children to also take care of. So and that's why the Sharia gives provision for what? Retaliation, blood money, and what? And fathering, and after. So that is left to the relatives of the deceased to decide what they want to do. However, at times it may be that the one who is the mother only leaves behind a child that is not violent. No any relatives except the child. So some of the scholars say you will have to wait till that child grows up to see whether they watch, they will retaliate, or they will forgive, or will take their. So, wallah. Now, if this child is among those who are supposed to watch, who are supposed to be the awliya, Like the example that we gave, five people are aliyah. One of them is a young child that has no issue with puberty. Can they keep him? Can they act on his behalf? Or they will have to wait till he grows up? So some scholars said yes. Some said no, they can act on his behalf. Because at that time, yes, he's one of the awliya, but he cannot take decision then. Since most of his decisions or most of his matters are being decided by those who are taking care of him, so they can also take decision on his behalf as far as this matter is concerned. And wallahu alam, this is the way their opinion. This is the way their opinion. So, ولا بد من اتفاق الأولياء المكلفين والأمن من التعدد في الاتفاق. Likewise, there mustn't be going overboard in trying to watch and trying to retaliate. There mustn't be going overboard in trying to retaliate. We also mentioned last week that if the person that murders a person is a madman, an insane person. So this is not mukallaf, as you know. So not be killed in retaliation. But if it is confirmed there is somebody that has sent him to do that, it is that person that will be killed in retaliation. The same thing that we said with respect to with respect to a young child that has nourished puberty, will be said concerning a majnun. And if a majnun happens to be one of the awliya, are they going to wait till he becomes what? Same? Or if awliya can also take a decision on his behalf. So the way their opinion is that they can take decision on his behalf. وَتُقْتَرُ الْجَمَاعَةُ بِالْوَاحِدِ If a group kills a person, they will be killed in retaliation. And this Umar of Allah did when some people in Yemen, they came together to kill a person. So there were about 7 or so. So Umar of Allah killed all of them in retaliation. Because they all participated in the killing. Umar of the line said, وَلَوْ تَمَالَأَ عَلَيْهِ أَهْلُ الصَّنَعَةِ أَقْتَلْتُهُمْ جَمِيعًا If all the people of Sana'a were to conspire against this man, I'll kill all of them. Yes, a soul was killed. And hundreds of souls may be killed in retaliation. If they are culprits, if the all watch participated in the killing. Now, a situation of somebody not being the mubashir, the one who killed the person, but he is the one that hold the person so that it gets killed. Are they going to kill them both? The one who has the held the person and the one who has killed the person. Scholars say, if he knows that that man wants to kill him, then he owes him. Then they are what? They are both participants. But if he doesn't know that that is the intention of that person, he saw the man, maybe the man has done something and is running, then he owes him. And when that man gets here, maybe he shoots him or he stabs him. So this person is not going to be killed because he doesn't know that that person is going to watch, have the intention of watch murdering him. It is the murderer that will be killed. So we differentiate between the two. So somebody may be al-qatil mubashir, the one who kills a person directly. Then somebody may be what? Al-Mutamali. The one who conspire with somebody to kill. We have mentioned that. And somebody may be a sabab. A sabab. That is, he is the cause of that. So, in a situation like that, we have to look at it. So, take for instance, somebody instruct another person, go and kill this person. Then the person goes to kill the person. He says, he's the one that has sent you. Who will be killed? It's not the sender. It is the murderer that will be killed. Unless if the sender is, if the murderer is a minor. But if the murderer is not a minor, it is the murderer. Sorry, if the murderer is not a minor, it is the murderer that will be killed, not the sender. The sender will be punished for another reason. That is for sending. But not him that will be killed. What about if somebody threatens another person by saying, go and kill that person, you don't kill him, I will kill you. And he means what he has said. If he doesn't kill him, he will kill him. Can he kill that person in order to save his own life? The scholars say, your life is no more important than the life of the other person. So if you kill, you will be killed. How is it clear? So, will the other person be killed? The sender. Will he be killed in this situation? Will he be punished? What about if the person that has sent somebody who is in authority, like the ruler for instance, says, go and kill so and so person? So in a situation like this, this will be killed and this will be killed. Both of them will be killed. Because one will not have the right to kill another person. And the one who has sent him because he has threatened to kill you, or he may kill you, that's the reason that what you have executed eight. So that person also what will be killed. How this is played. So, we ought to understand this. All these are discussed extensively in books of fiqh. Somebody should not order you to go and do something evil. Then you go to do it, you expect it is that person that will be blamed, and not you. No, you are the one that has done it, then you are what you are blaming. But if through that person that has sent you are threatening to kill you, then he is also what? Blameworthy. So both of you are blameworthy. Now, question. Somebody who has committed zina, and the person is to be stoned to death, then one is asked to go and stone that person to death. Or somebody who is doing highway robbery, and the person has been caught, and they want to execute the person accept by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then somebody is sent to go and kill the person, to go and execute the person. The authority sends the person to go and execute that person. Does it fall under what you are discussing?
No.
Because that person is not ma'asum al-dam. His blood is not sacred. He deserves to be killed. And that's why those who are in this firing squad of his sin, if they know that the person that they are going to fire is guilty, then they have been watched. Good job. But if the person that they are firing is not somebody that is guilty of what they want to kill him for, and they do that, then they are sinful. They have watched the ruling of the one who has murdered a believer or murdered a person deliberately. How do you explain? The ship says, وَيُقَالُ كُلُّ عُدْمٍ لِمِثْلِهِ إِذَا أَمْكَنَ بِدُونِ تَعَدِّي. Someone reports a part from a person. Different parts will be caught from him. A cut is right hand, his right hand will be caught. A cut is left hand, his left hand will be caught. So whatever it does, to him will be done. To him. In retaliation. If you kill somebody by poisoning, you will be killed by poisoning. How this is clear? Unless if you kill the person with what the Sharia has prohibited, then in that case, they look for other means of killing him. بقوله تعالى وكتبنا عليهم في أن النفس للنفس إلى آخر الآية وكتبنا عليهم في أن النفس للنفس والعين والأذن والأنف بالأنف والأذن بالأذن والسن بالسن والجروح في الفرج. So unless if they watch, if there is apple, for not a thought that a bit of work is far at you. Then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ أَنْ يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا خَطَعًا. It is not permissible for a believer to kill another believer إلا خطأً, except by mistake. Because the blood of a Muslim is sacred. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَحَرَابَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Your blood, your honor, likewise your wealth, they are sacred. So مَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ أَنْ يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا خَطَأً وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا خَطَأً فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ. So whoever kills a believer mistakenly should set free a believing slave. Should set free a believing slave. That is the kafar. وَدِيَةُ مُسَلَّمَةٌ لِلْأَهْلِ. Then you should also give dia to the relatives of the person that he has killed mistakenly. The dia is to a kind of assist the relatives of the person that has been mistakenly murdered, or sorry, mistakenly killed. Because the person that has been killed, for instance, may have what responsibilities and roles that he is playing. So taking away, one has to do something in order to pacify the relatives, to assist them. So that's why the Sharia put down the deer. And we said the deer is 100 camels. In some of the hadith, the years of those camels differ. But some are really 100 camels. So this deer, مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَصَدَّقُوا. Unless he will say, don't worry, we are not taking it. But the kafara is still there. The kafara has to do with Allah. So the kafara is setting free a slave. Then, if one does not have the financial wherewithal to do that, or one does not have the slave, and one does not have the financial wherewithal to buy the slave, then the person will have to fast 2 months consecutively appreciation, inshallah. That is, we have it in Biblia, in the verse. So this will tell us that you have to be very, very careful in doing anything. You are driving, you are handling something. You have to watch, be very, very careful. Because if you kiss somebody mistakenly, there is kafara and there is dia. And the dia is 100 camels. Unless if the relatives of the deceased said they want to pardon. Then there is kafara. The kafara is setting free a believing slave, which you do not have now. Even if you have the money to buy, there is no slave to buy. Only if you have slave to buy, to get a believing slave, that's another difficulty. So meaning when we have to resort to the authority, which is fasting 2 months consecutively. So as a result of not being careful, the Usaitis, Ashkafi Sheikh Mimbaz, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Sheikh Al-Abraham, who some said is not authentic. The Sheikh Al-Abraham, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, when driving, who speaks. There was a time they said he drove in Medina while he was a lecturer there. So the car that he was driving, he ran at the highest pitch of the car. So the king could not get to the last victim, the what they call it, speedometer. So the sheikh said, Allah, you must not come. And this they are liars. So one could not speak to this level. So they said, the sheikh could speak. So they said that Sheikh Mumbal was not told that Sheikh Al-Albani would speak when driving. Why is he doing that? That it should not be feeling at eye speech. So the Sheikh Al-Ban was informed. They said, the Sheikh said, that is a fact of somebody who does not know how to drive. So the person narrated it back to Sheikh Al-Ban. This is the angle. Sheikh Mumbaz said, that is the fact of somebody who has not aged here before. So the idea is that anything you are doing, you have to be very, very careful. When it has not happened, one will be thinking you are doing the right thing. Just for you to be to exercise some patience, say no, you want to speak. But when it happens, one kills somebody or injures a person, then you see the verse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that wadiyatun musallamatun ila ahli illa yasaddaqu. فَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ كَوْلٍ عَدُوٍ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. If the person that is killed mistakenly is a Muslim and relatives are kuffar, فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ, they still going to be kafara, but they won't be dear. Because to pay them money, in this case it's like what? You are empowering them because they are enemies. They are kuffar who are waging war against you. One can call in bainakum wa bainahum nifaqun, but if they are kuffar not waging war against you, and the person is a believer or is not a believer, fadiyatun musallamatun ila ahlihi wa tahriru raqabatin mu'minatin. We are still going to do the two. One will have to do the two. One will pay dia, they tell the fans that the ladies are kuffar. But there are not people who are waging war against the believers. And one will have to also do the kafara and pay the deer. Then Allah says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ تَوْبَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Then whoever cannot fast, whoever cannot pay the price of the slave to be freed, or does not have a slave to be freed, they will have to fast 2 months consecutively. Just as we have it in that culture, the one who has the sexual intercourse and everything, the month of Ramadan, and that's all we have. So, tawbah min Allah, wa kana Allah aliman hakima. Then in the case, if it has to be mutatabi'ayni, 2 months consecutively. But if one falls sick, one is sick, the news, and one does not fast a day or some days yet, if one recuperates and one becomes well, one will continue from where one stops. So one will not restart it because one has broken it. There is a new reason, the Sharia. The same thing goes for a woman that is menstruating. Is that applicable to a musafir? Some said yes, some said no. Now, that is the one. Then Allah says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ. Whoever kills a believer deliberately, the recompense is جَهَنَّمُ. خَالِدًا فِيهَا, he will dwell in it forever. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with him. وَلَعْنَا, and Allah has cast a curse on him. وَعَدَّ لَوْ عَذَابًا حَبِيمًا, and Allah has prepared for him a great chastisement. So this is for the one who deliberately kills a believer. So this is what to scare us away from doing this. To scare us away from what? Taking the souls of people generally. Be the person a Muslim or a non-Muslim. If the person is not a non-Muslim, what is the message of Allah say? Man qatala mu'ahidan lam yarih rahiyat al-jannah. Whoever kills a non-Muslim that is not waging war against the Muslims, it will not have the progress of Al-Jannah.